Jason Snelling will be on the injury report as a non-participant. We'll end up having three guys that didn't participate. I think you probably got the other two from your roll call.
84-54.
That is correct. Okay. So those are the three guys that did not participate.
How did Steven look as you all were easing him back into work today?
Well, I had an opportunity to ask him a couple times during practice, and it seemed like it was going well. Again, we'll wait and see what the workload was in terms of the effect on it, and we'll hopefully get more reps tomorrow and can increase it as the week goes on.
And how tough was it, you know, with the business decision that, you know, when you get rid of pros like Abraham and so forth, I mean, dealing with that now? Getting to see him
it's part of football. That your roster changes every year, and there's a new dynamic of your team, and it changes from year to year. John was a very integral part of the success that we had here. We know he's an outstanding edge rusher. I watched his last game on Thursday night last week, and he was up to his fumbles on the, you know, sack fumble routine. He had an outstanding game. I know he's looking forward to competing against us, and we're looking forward to seeing him and competing against him.
Stephen Jackson talked today about it's just Wednesday. I need some more time to kind of see where I feel. Is there a place that you as a coach benchmarks that you need to look for before you'll say whether he can go for a specific benchmark?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have a plan. This plan has been in place for a long time. The athletic performance and the doctors will be the ones that will be making the decision for return to play. He's returned to play. We'll go through today. We'll see how he feels tomorrow, and we'll see how he feels on Friday. Again, he is a guy that has worked diligently to get back out on the field, and we'll get him back out there as soon as everybody checks all the boxes.
It sounds like they match up Patrick Peterson a lot on opposing number one receivers. Without a lot of depth at that position compared to what you've had, can that create some problems for you offensively?
Well, Patrick Peterson's an outstanding cornerback, and yes, he does. Not all the time, but in specific situations, he will match. We've got to anticipate that he will match our number one receiver, which in this point in time is Harry Douglas. So, if he does, we're going to have to work that matchup, go through our reads, go through our progressions, and get the ball to the guy that the coverage dictates. And I think Matt did an outstanding job. That's one of the things that was probably most impressive about Matt last week was he went through his progressions and he distributed the ball to the guy that was open.
Matthew been pretty impressive so far this early on in his career.
I'm sorry.
Tyrann Mathieu.
Yes, he's plays more in their nickel package. We anticipate we may see him as a punt returner if Patrick Peterson doesn't return punts. I think Peterson had something going on with his hands. Did not return punts all the time. Mathieu in college was a great returner, and he's got a knack for the football, and he's got a knack with the ball in his hands.
Could you talk about the challenges of defending the big receiver like Fitzgerald?
Well, it's
the cornerbacks and the D-backs.
Yeah, it is a challenge. The one thing I think our guys have experienced is since we started back in April, they've had to work and defend against Roddy and Julio. Drew Davis is also a big receiver, but it is a challenge. Larry is very adept at using his body and positioning not only to catch the ball but on his releases. He's one of the top receivers in the NFL, so it will be a challenge for us. They do a very good job of moving him around. Floyd on the other side is a big receiver as well. Both of them have 32 catches, so Carson is distributing the ball to both receivers.
Palmer has sacked seven times last week. Have you, after looking at the film just this year from Palmer, do you think that you can kind of see where those weaknesses are on the line, possibly on the left-hand side where most of those sacks are coming from?
Well, we need to get pressure on the quarterback, and I'm sure they've had 9 days to prepare for us in terms of how we will probably attack them. So we've got to do a very good job putting pressure on them. They did give up sacks. You know, there's a potential of when that happens that there could be some different bodies in there. They did have a guard that left the game. We are not sure on the status of college at this point in time.